lucky in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster Mash! Monster Mash!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the It's Not Horror Halloween Party Special. We've got a whole different crew tonight, as Android and your favorite Venom are not able to make it. But Heather is here.
I'm here.
And Scott is here.
What's going on, everybody?
And we have two special guests and maybe a third special guest if he stops eating his Hot Pockets. But first, Lacey is here.
Hey, guys.
This is her first attempt at this show, I believe. She's been on
the
other
I'm
one.
Well, I'm excited.
Yes.
NFW, yes.
And it's a movie you've never seen, right?
No, I actually got this movie when I went to Days of the Dead, and I was just like, I want some, like, underground stuff. And this dude, like, came up, he's like, and he just, like, pulled it out of, like, the little box. He's like, buy this one. I was like, okay. So, like, that was the context of that story.
Nice. And Mr. Willis is here.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, we're doing 1981.
You forgot one person.
Well, I said if he shows up.
Oh, he's here.
All right. Well, you said he may be joining us later. Mr. Hot Pocket Master himself, Dan, is here.
What's up, cutie patootie, nudie booty?
No, not much. Mike Merriman was supposed to fill in for Venom, but, you know, California people are fruity. So anyway, we're doing 1981 Student Bodies. And yes, it could be a horror movie, but it's not. It's a comedy spoof. So shove it up your ass and it's Halloween. So whatever.
Yeah,
it's
Halloween.
My show. It's my show. I do what I want.
Our show.
I've never seen it.
My show, I do what I want.
I do what I want.
I do what I want. All right, everybody, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and go. When I say go, everybody hit play. 3, 2, 1, and go. And if you've never seen this, you're in for a treat.
I've never seen it, dude.
Oh, this movie
This joint is funny as shit.
Oh, it's
what's up,
fucking
Scott?
Great.
What's up, Will? What's up, Heather? Who else is on
here? What's going on?
You got it off. What's up, Dan?
Happy fucking Halloween, y'all.
Hey, same to you, bud. Same to you, Lacey. You're over there being quiet now, so.
Happy Halloween! I was trying to figure out how to put the subtitles on the movie, and it's not working, so we'll just watch the picture.
The jokes in this movie hold up on, like, Spaceballs.
Right.
Taking swings of Spaceball right out the gate.
Breather.
The breather. I say, oh, the breather.
Now, would you consider this to be one of, like, the OG spoof movies?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
OG.
OG.
And it's 1981. So, you know, it's right up there with, I don't remember when Airplane and all them came out, but it's right up there.
Right.
Alan Smithy.
I didn't even realize that the first time I seen this.
It's already a joke.
Halloween? Oh, it is a Halloween movie.
It is. Indeed.
You know, turkey's a goblin.
And it's Friday the 13th on top of it.
Okay. I'm a little confused. Okay, this is a different opening.
J.B. Lee Curtis' birthday.
Yes, I already love this fucking movie. Already love it.
You know, yes. Jamie Lee Curtis. Well, then it's my birthday then, because we share the same birthday.
Oh,
it's you special.
I am. Who do you guys share a birthday with that's famous?
Cindy Crawford.
Me? Leif Garrett.
No.
I felt like Leif Garrett after I like walked upstairs. That's what I felt like.
That's what I sound like after sex.
Fighting for every breath.
After that one pump, I'm done, and I'm just running out of breath.
Oh, Dr. Pepper.
Hey, I'm drinking one of those.
Celebrate with Gordon Ramsay, Tara Reid, Bram Stoker. So there you go. There's a few.
Dracula.
Dan's, like, actually really into this right now. This is the most I've ever seen him in a commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he likes feet?
Well, you know, is one of his biggest influences.
It was the Dr. Pepper that got me.
Oh, wow. Apparently, I got a bunch of people's birthdays on Matt Damon, Sigourney Weaver, Chevy Chase.
Got it right.
Matt Damon.
Bella Thorne.
Oh, well, fuck.
Is that a cat noise?
Well, now you know you were destined to do OnlyFans smoke show.
Right?
You get $1 million.
Lure them all in and do a damn thing.
It says fucking unlocked. On my copy of this DVD, it says before there was Scream.
I want that picture.
That's why you bought it, right?
No, I told you why I bought it. Well, maybe like when I seen that, I was just like,
you were like sold.
Like, I thought it was like a real horror movie, and then I found out it was a spoof. I was like, eh, that's going in the closet.
Well, but that's the thing, though. That's the point that I was going to bring up, the only point I had on this commentary, which is it being so saturated with spoof movies over the last, what, like 10, 15 years or so.
20 years.
Do you guys still, like, even want to see spoofs of movies like this?
Only if they're done right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, we didn't need Scary Movie 25.
Right?
That's true.
I fell asleep on the couch the other night, and I woke up and Dan was watching fucking Scary Movie 5. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'd leave you to yourself for like 5 minutes.
I had actually never seen it, though, that one. That was the only one I hadn't seen.
Well, I wonder why.
Right.
And then Dan realized why. He had never seen it.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny. That because I think, I don't know, and everybody kind of agrees on this, but after Scary Movie 2, right? I mean, some won't even give it that. Some will just give it the first one and say it ends there.
I like Scary Movie 2. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I like Part 2. Part 3 had its moments.
Right?
Yes, I did just say gyrating.
That phone's ringing off.
Didn't you just get off? You're still gyrating?
Hey,
I did just... I came through the phone.
I came through the phone when I talked to Nudie like that.
Yeah, you got. I forgot to warn you. This is a different Scott Crawford than the one you're used to. This one's retarded.
Kind of true.
Special needs.
No, we just had a blast with Heather and Scott on our episode, Halloween 4 and 5.
So for motion.
That's
motion.
A different yeah. Scott.
We sure did.
This Scott here is very filthy, perverted, and talks about doing things nasty to Nudie.
And yeah. Like, talks about his ass a lot. Like
this Scott is like the real Scott in real life that gets nothing, but he acts even more amplified on this show.
Like, I'm true. Matthew McConaughey.
I love the product placement in this. It's too fucking good.
What's that chicken he tastes? It's chicken.
He's just a licker.
He's like eating your hair
if
now.
If you ever kiss me like that, I will punch you in the goddamn face.
I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I need
don't threaten him with a good time.
Right?
Oh, he's coming at me now. No, Dan, get away. No, he's looking at the TV. He's not even looking in my general direction. Yep, now he is. Take a shower. Hey, maybe it is us.
Are these prominent actors? Are we supposed to know any of these people?
No, I don't know.
Is Willis still here?
Yeah.
Willis.
Is that movie boring?
Amanda Breva.
That's how I sound when I get ready to do the Zoom call with Heather.
Is it like Deputy Doofy?
I was cleaning my room.
We know, Dan. We know.
You'll kill some Iowa.
What do you mean, Iowa? Go fuck yourself, Willis. Little dick.
About to kill somebody with a paperclip.
Huge BBC.
And that's the title of my penis.
Right.
I want those gloves.
I want those boots.
With the fur.
With the clips.
I used to have them when I was a kid.
Those boots.
No boots, yep.
Hey, Dan, when you had hair, did you ever use a blow dryer?
Fuck you.
Funny thing is, I actually use a blow dryer for my beard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see? Same.
No. I was like, my bald ass never used a blow dryer until I grew a beard.
Right?
That's exactly how them shoes sound when you used to get snow stuck in them.
Oh, totally.
He's walking up like stairs for 10 minutes.
I love it so much.
That sounds like walking up. Well, baby, if I can't make fun of you, then what's the point in going out with you?
That's true, too. Good point. Too sure.
You're welcome. Come. Like, who does that?
In their house too, right?
Worst feeling in the world.
Sugarless.
He's a sugar. Is this like its rendition of Nightmare on Elm Street when she's?
I think something like that. Yeah.
It was like way before Nightmare, or 3 years before Nightmare on Elm Street, though.
Right.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, this is 81. Nightmare was 84.
I wasn't even a thought.
Oh.
I wasn't even a thought in 84 either. But
it's crazy. They making fun of shit already. And the slasher movies was only out for about 2 or 3 years by the time this movie came out.
Not even.
Right,
this is
like 78, right?
The glut of them were just really starting.
Is this movie like widely known, would you say?
I think most people in our community would know it. I don't know if it's super widely known, but
The guy's hair is still wet. That was the worst blow drying job I've ever seen.
That was the worst blow job I ever seen. You're right, Heather.
Man, that's not how it's done.
Your hair's not supposed to get wet during a blow job, Heather. I don't know who told you
that. Look at that hairline. Right.
Like, is that a garbage bag?
Yep.
Yeah. You're not responding to my maleness.
Hey, it's the Beckers.
Hey, it's the same fucking shot again.
How can it be Halloween on Friday the 13th?
It can't.
Well, it's the joke.
And it's obviously not November 22nd, Jamie Lee Curtis's birthday.
Right.
Also, I get it now.
So it's not your birthday.
I'm a little slow tonight, guys.
We know.
KFC. Do you guys like the Kentucky Fried Chicken movie?
Hey, I had that same
I love that movie.
Dish.
Everybody had that dish.
I had that. Throwing up.
The one that's upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody fucking has that one, Dan.
I think I still have that in my house.
It's a certain one of those dishes that's worth like about $600.
Yeah.
What, the KFC?
No, not the KFC.
Mm-hmm. Bro,
if he eats this, I'm going to puke.
I love KFC. I'll defend it till the day I die.
Well, he's going to eat it.
Gross.
What do you mean he's putting a rubber band on
it? Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Product placement. Big time product placement.
He's wiping up.
And he picks up the phone and goes, ah. She left the TV on. Look how big that TV is.
That's some old school joints.
$0.75 now, man. That baby series is getting paid big time.
The body count is. And then she opens it and it's going to go to 2.
She doesn't scream about bodies in her bed.
Paper. Well, I'll be darned.
All right. I might need some Jaeger for this. I'll be back.
What are you talking about? This is classic.
And
oh, no, he went to go get the Jaeger. He's not here anymore, guys.
And I love the cheerleaders at the funeral.
And then the military guy.
He just coughing.
Dude just making out, trying to make out.
Look at the guy standing next to him. Fucking looks like somebody we might know.
It does. It does. Now I can't stop thinking of that.
What do you mean?
Well, there's Scott.
What are you trying to say?
Scott, do funerals get you hot too?
You know it.
Swing by and you're like, hey, lady. You look sad.
Oh, are you talking about the guy trying to make out with the chick at the funeral?
When it's like, I'm sex, it's always on my mind.
Uh-huh.
Look at these 80s cars. They don't make them like that at all anymore.
All right.
That guy.
What, they don't make them like that guy anymore?
No, that guy's classic.
You're a classic.
It kind of looks like my first car. I had an 89 blue Chevy Caprice Classic. You're welcome.
I had a 94 Saturn.
Oh, a little different.
It was gold, and some lady hit me.
Yeah?
And like it like sunk in like the back passenger door. And I got $1,200. They totaled it, and I got $1,200. That, well, I didn't actually get it. My mom kept the $1,200, and I got to drive around with the shitty door in the back. Like, we didn't actually get rid of the car.
when they'll open.
What is the timestamp that you guys are all at? I feel like I'm way behind you.
15.
15?
Dead 3 is what it just said.
Not 5.
Yep, I'm at 15:02.
He's got the groceries.
I love it.
He looks like that out. Chicken.
Heather, is that how you? How is that the pose you make?
That's exactly what I look like. That's exactly.
This is a different smoke show.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm being tame right now.
Uh
oh. Oh yeah, this is actually pretty nice. Usually, how we are to each other.
Are you having another IPA tonight, Scott?
No, I have no beer in the house right now. I'm kind of disappointed in myself.
What the fuck, Scott?
I'm very ill prepared.
Is this guy referred to as the garbage bag killer?
No,
the
breather.
Breather.
The what?
The breather.
Yeah, the breather.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Heather's still ready.
He's just killing people with garbage bags.
She's waiting for me to cross that border, Nudie. That's what
that's
she's waiting
right.
for.
Oh, for sure.
She's going to be waiting a long time.
Oh,
well, no, she won't be waiting
riding?
Long. Cross that border. Once I cross that border, it's about 2 seconds.
Oh, shit. Why is there, like, I was talking to Dan about this the other day. I was like, why is there always somebody in a wheelchair in these 80s movies?
Always.
What was the one we watched the other day?
It's a wheelchair guy fighting with a blind guy. Come on. A dog was driving.
Dog's driving.
Night Rider shows up.
No, what was the movie we watched the other night with the bitch in the wheelchair? She was only in it for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch in a wheelchair.
Yeah, the bitch in the wheelchair part 2. Yeah, the sequel. I don't know.
God, I don't remember. Like, did we watch an 80s movie recently?
We watched so many movies, I literally can't remember what we watched.
Friday the 13th part 2.
That's not it. I remember that. No.
I'll come back to it. Hang on, I'll get to it.
Must have been a memorable movie.
It was. it was Gypsy Rose.
No, it was Terror Train.
Oh, Terror Train, yes. Yes.
Like, briefly, there was a bitch in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
there was?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the police station, I think.
Oh, yeah, all right. You're right.
Horse
yeah,
head bookends, guys. Horse head bookends.
Like,
which one?
This one here, the horse head bookend.
Yeah, I was gonna say the horse head bookends, like, it's so important.
Because there's such stupid fucking classes you had to do like this where you made stupid pieces of shit woodwork all the time.
Mine was a bear, a teddy bear.
It was probably nice. All my shit looked like crap because I didn't know what I was doing.
You made tools.
I made useful things like spice racks and giant chest that I could put blankets in and stuff.
I made a race car. Well, actually, my shop teacher made the race car for me, but I pretended I made it.
My name is Wampa Wheeler.
His name was literally Mr. Hands, and he cut off one of his fingers.
Yes. Yes. That is awesome.
Hey, Heather, should that be my nickname too, Mr. Hands, because I'm all handsy?
Yeah, that should definitely be your nickname for sure.
Yeah, but Scott's like that guy in Sons of Anarchy that his fingers cut off from masturbating so much.
What's wrong with that? Don't be judging, Nudie.
This guy kind of looks like Austin Shore.
Kind of does.
Doesn't he?
Just he kind of does. When he look in 20 years.
Right.
That's a little laugh. I swear, he only pops up to talk shit to me.
Right.
Like,
or unless
like,
you're talking sports, that he'll get in there.
Yeah, like, it's always like, no, this movie sucks. It's never like, I really or like, if I hated it. Like, it's never like, he's never in agreement with
fuck
me on anything.
Movie. Oh, okay.
Heard horse head bookends?
Talking during Green Bay Packers football?
Those chairs look so uncomfortable.
He'll never listen to this show anyway, so we can talk about him.
Who?
What? Who knows?
Do you know who Austin Schroyer is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, him. He just pops up on my Facebook to argue with me, just like that, all the time.
Yes! I'm like, he never says anything nice or, like, it's literally, it's just whatever the opposite opinion is.
And then I like telling him that he's wrong. I don't care if he listens or not. There's most of the time that he's wrong.
I love watching Heather argue with him because she puts him in his place.
Damn, I got bigger titties than this bitch.
Yeah, she should take, she should take the sign right now.
Like, over bitches. I got this shit.
I don't know if I'd like if you were that flat chested, Dan.
No? You like a little something?
You a very nice man, Boach.
Yeah, you're welcome, America.
Hey, this is my high school life, hiding in the locker rooms.
Did you do that?
No.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I like it. Or whatever it is. So much breathing. It's super real.
Can I do this when we have sex next time?
What?
Oh, can you audio tape that? Or even better yet, video tape that?
When you go in, I'm just automatically going to, like, 1 minute later, I'm just going to be like, ah.
All right, give me a fucking shot right now.
I want to see that. I want to hear that.
We know.
Do it now.
I told Nudie earlier, we'll come on, but I'm not off until 7, so we're going to be a little bit late.
I'm getting off at 7.
Oh, I'm getting off. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tell
Thank you for the correction. And I was like, you are that guy, aren't you? And he goes, oh, we's in forever, or something like that.
Brilliant.
We's in forever. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Girl.
Oh, I definitely love you, Nudie. Especially
Shut up,
that
Scott.
Sweet ass.
I'm
going
to kick you off the show. There's enough people here to take your place tonight, so. Go after Willis.
Nudie
he likes
man.
It.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. He said no. I'm being held down against my will.
Willis loves it.
Why do I even wear it? It's even raining.
Did he get his boots back or those new boots?
I think they're new ones.
Yeah. New boots, shoe boots, woo boots. No. I don't know.
He left the other ones at the scene of the crime.
I was going to say show boats, but...
Well, here we go again.
More gum.
It's a theme.
Gum?
Yes.
That's none of your job, and I'd appreciate it if you stay out of my personal affairs.
That's like my steps, but with cum instead of gum.
Like, why doesn't she just put the fucking shirt on? Like, she's cold. Who does he look like? I'm trying to fucking...
Jerry Herrick.
Oh, boy.
And I'm
oh, wow.
Yo, that was funny.
You literally just scream laughed.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. No, you're welcome.
I've seen a lot of movies that are pretty popular that
you've never seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Dan's first time watching Terror Train.
It's like the theme of this.
Yeah, I can't believe it. That's like one of my favorite movies.
Terror Train. Man? Yeah, oh, it was good.
I love it.
I actually watched Terror Train for the first time this year as well.
Oh, nice.
What'd you give it, Scott?
Let me see. I think I gave it a 8 out of 10, so 4 out of 5. Let me check.
No, I mean, it's not in your top 10?
Is it in yours, Nudie?
I mean, it is, Nudie. Everything's in my top 10. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Is Jaws your number one, Nudes?
Yeah.
Heather, what's
Jaws,
your number one?
Friday, Halloween.
Of this
all
year?
No, of all time.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. Shit.
The Notebook.
Yeah, for sure. You know it. I think it's probably Scream or It Follows.
Yeah.
See, that's so weird, because, like, obviously, like, Scream is mine, and, like, we agree on so much, but then you say something stupid like It Follows, and I'm like, do I even know this girl?
Oh, boy. Actually, words.
No, actually, on the challenge, the 31 Days challenge, there's... you get a, or you're supposed to watch a movie that you didn't like the first time. I've only seen it once, and I hated it. I think it was the swimming pool scene that did me in. But,
much like for everybody. Yeah.
So you're supposed to give a movie a second chance, and that was going to be it, but like it's not streaming, so I'm like, meh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Heather, you maybe sound really year. Far away.
Do I?
You're so far.
Well, she is in Canada.
Oh! Yeah,
like Dire Straits so far away from me?
Do you say a boot?
A boot?
I don't know, do I?
No.
Say it right now.
A boot?
Well, I mean, like, say, are you talking about me?
Are you talking about me? I had to actually think about that. That was difficult.
She did that one on purpose. That's good. She's a Canadian.
Her beady eyes and flappy head give it away.
That's right. Aww. My parents and Philip.
Hey, so I ended the other show the other day, the Halloween show, with the end of the Alice Cooper album, and I was going to wait 2 minutes and then go, Steven.
Oh, dude, that would have fucked with me.
like it would be a joke that like only you would get, but I still thought it was
well,
fun.
No, because he told the story.
Well, yeah, so everybody would. Yeah, so
yeah,
I could.
What the fuck are you? You should have did it.
I'm going to re-edit the show.
You should, because that's an epic.
That would have been great, yeah, like at the very end of the podcast, just Steven.
And then wait 2 minutes. I was going to wait 2 minutes, like you said, and then do
Why
it.
Is there a fucking parade in this movie? I'm just realizing this.
Halloween, buddy.
Oh, is this the weapon I'm remembering correctly?
No, I don't know.
Yep, it is the eggplant.
Uh-oh.
Is this why eggplant is so hard? The eggplant before
eggplant.
The cock.
Have you guys ever been in a parade before?
Nope.
No.
No, I don't think. Well, no, I might have been with my when I was in marching band.
You were the
never
one.
Been to a
we're gonna see that picture.
Oh my god!
This was gonna be my
actually.
No,
sorry. For some reason, I was thinking I was a marching band. No, I was just in a regular band.
Come on, Scott. We gotta see that picture.
No,
it's one time at band camp.
No, one time.
Cover band, Scott.
One time
was, that?
Was it a Nirvana cover band?
Well, I was in a band that did Silverchair and Nirvana.
Of course.
Ooh, what Silverchair songs?
Israel, Sun, and Tomorrow, I think it was.
I don't even know what Silverchair is. No idea what Silverchair
wait
is.
Till, fat boy. Wait till tomorrow. They're like, when they were popular, they were like 16-year-old alternative metal from Australia.
Dude, I think Silverchair has some of the best fucking guitar riffs, man. I love that band. I always love that band. Frog Stomp is my shit.
You're my shit.
Oh,
I
baby.
Love that album.
Yes. But no, I was in a parade once, and then we had a band playing on the float, and then when the parade was done, we just kept driving around town, and we went to like all our friends' house, and we'd play like a song outside their house. We did
That's
it for like
really sweet.
Yeah, no, we were shit faced.
Oh.
It was fun.
I'm trying to figure out why this movie's rated R.
You had cum coming through a phone.
Right, there was that. Well, it just implied cum, right? Like,
I mean, that
it.
Could have been fucking like chewed up bubble gum.
Could have been milk.
Like spit milk. From the chewed up bubble gum.
It could have been, right. Hey, Willis, is yours the Transformer logo on here?
Yep.
I knew it.
I never do it. I never do it again.
She never
what?
Does it.
Is she the killer? Look at the glove.
Oh, there's the penis. That's why I traded her.
Well, no, she just erased the penis.
Well, it was there.
But is she the killer? She's wearing the gloves.
Is she?
Is it that fucking obvious?
Might be. Oh, he's a cop. Or a Boy Scout or something.
There's your fucking killer. I'm calling it now, guys. That's the breather.
Frog dissector.
She looks like a breather. I mean, look at her teeth and dentures. That's how she gets it pushed through. Like,
There. I didn't have a picture of me in my band, but I had a picture of me with choir.
Just like popped up. It goes bloop.
He did grow up straight. Which one are you?
Oh, I'm the one in the red shirt.
Wow, what a sexy beast you are.
Dan's the one with the Coors Light and the red flannel.
That's fucked up.
I had an awesome, like, rape stash.
Oh my god. Is that a shiny silk shirt you're wearing?
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh my god.
And it had, like, a heavy metal shirt underneath it. And freaking giant black JNCO jeans with Vans.
Oh man, all the bitches must have loved you, huh?
Yeah, did it come in men's?
Did you just say JNCOs?
I sure did say JNCOs.
I had a pair of JNCOs. I think I was like the last like generation to have them.
Wow.
I even had those like metal bead necklaces or whatever they were. Like
puka shells?
Like
yeah, they're like puka shells, but they're like metal beads.
Oh, like, okay, I know what you're talking about.
So did I.
What year did you graduate?
I was in the corn and shit. Yeah,
I graduated in 2000.
2000, okay.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, you're cool, Brewster.
Oh, I was freaking awesome, man. I never got made fun of in school. No.
You were like 96 to 2000, and so you definitely were like still in the era of the 90s.
Oh, for sure.
Talent, yeah.
Was Jerry Heron pissing in the trash can?
Oh, he's wearing the gloves too.
He
could be the killer. You guys, I'm piecing this movie together.
He looks like a mix between Harry Herring and Bubbles.
And who?
Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh.
Oh my god, I can't even.
Yeah.
He finished pissing on him.
Oh my god.
Who is that guy? He looks semi-familiar.
That's Jerry Cash.
Jerry just hit me up and he goes, "You stole my logo." It does look similar, which is funny. Like, automatically, you stole my logo.
No, actually, my sister's fiance did it because he's been working on doing logos. And I told him just to do whatever he wanted. And he has no idea or... idea of what Kill the Cast even fucking is. So.
Within 30 seconds, Jerry Herring stole my logo.
Oh boy.
No, it's like the last thing that we even thought about. Like,
here comes another feud.
No.
It's October. Apparently, it's the month to feud with other podcasters.
Everybody's fighting.
I don't got beef with nobody. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Me either anymore.
good one there, Heather. Good job.
Yeah, that was awfully loud over there, Heather.
I'm picking a fight with Willis.
Yeah, we should all pick fights with Willis.
He hasn't said, "What do you mean?" One time, I'm pissed.
Wrestling or something. He's being watching really quiet.
He is.
I'm actually watching this damn movie. That's what. I'm
what do you
quiet.
Mean? Willis,
that's what I was.
I've been waiting for the Willis, what do you mean? It's way better than mine.
No, you're the master at what do you mean.
I know.
I was waiting for you to say that all day.
I said it like eight times already.
When I said you were coming on tonight, he said it. What do you mean?
Did he? Really?
Excuse me.
That is not appealing.
Hey, buddy,
I don't know. I just got a boner.
Did you?
Yep.
Did you, Scott? Please do not fuel him with more gas.
Give me the gas, Scott. Give me the gas, Scott.
Did you see what I did there? Nobody? Okay.
Did you see what I did there?
Well, you know, fuel him with gas because, you know, you just release. Never mind. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, I'll fill him.
He has very nice man boobs. You'll enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does. He showed them to me before, Scott.
I know, I do. When I'm on top, I'm like, Florence,
grab it right now. Fucking grab it. Just grab it. Do it, do it. Oh,
Florence!
She went to go do it, then hesitated. She was afraid.
What do you mean? I actually grabbed him. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do it again.
I just yelled, go, Florence.
Do it again. Don't hesitate. Oh, Florence! Oh, yeah.
He picked up the phone, and it was heavy breathing on the phone. You guys are missing all the good jokes.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're doing some pretty good jokes of their own, actually.
Oh, that's true.
You're welcome, Nudie.
Yes.
She uses his nipples as riding props.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
God, no. Yeah, right.
No, I wake up the other morning, and in my inbox, like, it's not like, good morning, beautiful, good morning.
She said inbox.
It's literally, like, he sent me a DM on Facebook. It's literally just pictures of, like, pictures of Florence Pugh with side boob and nipples.
Sacrifice.
I was like, every day. I love
like,
this man.
Why
every
wouldn't
fucking
you,
day.
I knew you'd want to wake up to that.
Like, I was like, ah, she's sexy.
You know?
I'd do her.
You're
but
welcome.
Dan, you have to send her the pictures and then wake her up, like, next to her. Because then she'll be all horned up by Florence and she'll want you.
Well, I had come downstairs to edit one of the Halloween episodes, so I was hoping to seduce her so she'd come down and, yeah.
What?
Yep, that was the plan.
No, I, like, woke up. I was like, what do you mean, Florence Pugh?
And then she's like, give me 10 minutes, I'll be down.
I still love that picture of me of you sitting on the grass next to her.
In her little plan. Yes.
And I still hate that goddamn movie no matter what.
We know Willis.
Like, literally when that movie came out, anybody that talked about that movie
on the internet ever, even if Willis wasn't friends with him, he'd find the post.
Like, it would just pop up silly in my newsfeed. That movie ripped off Wicker Man.
That movie was trash.
That's me with the witch. It just seems like every witch post pops up, I see it.
Hey, Willis, do you think that if you saw it, like, on drugs or something, like, it would be more beneficial?
It probably would have pissed me off even more. Probably pissed me off my damn eye.
So you don't think Florence Pugh is sexy?
She turned me off by whining through that whole movie.
Yeah, but Willis,
that's what that movie's about. Is
you're a big wrestling fan, though. Fighting with My Family, she was good in that, right?
I ain't watched it because another story. I watched
is like, I just go straight to the porno.
No, I actually seen the actual documentary that it's based on a long time ago.
Why don't you watch the movie and then tell me if you want nipples of hers in your inbox?
Oh, no, Willis, you would like it, man. It's a great fucking movie, dude.
It made my top 10.
Great movie, yeah. Yep.
Willis went and bought himself a WWE belt so he can reprint this page on it. That was easy to say.
That's, yeah, right?
How many of you guys had one of those?
Oh, I did.
I swear, every guy I went to school with had one of those fucking dolls.
One. I had a couple of them. Yeah.
Well, do you have the Hulk Hogan doll?
Nah, I didn't have the original one back in the day.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
The ones.
It looks like a pillow almost.
Right.
I ain't had none of them. No.
I had the Ultimate Warrior one.
Those are probably worth some money now.
Yeah, I think I actually had the Ultimate Warrior one as well, now that I think about
Scott fucked it.
I did. So hard. And that poor, my pet monster that I have, too.
Can you say so hard one more time?
Say it again.
So hard.
But, like, in the breather voice.
Scott had a stretch hard.
So hard.
Never do it again.
Scott used to try to stretch Armstrong from his asshole to his mouth.
Didn't try. Succeeded, my friend.
Kiss sucks.
What do you mean? Don't let Cole hear you say that.
Right.
Did she just start fucking throwing tomato at
Wow. This is Austin combing his hair.
What a belt sander.
He got his damn suit on backwards.
God, this movie's so ridiculous. I love it.
It really is.
Did you guys watch Books of Blood?
Yeah, it was okay.
I fucking liked it. Like, I've never read the, actual Books of Blood.
That's the only one I've ever read.
Long as shit.
It is big.
I liked the movie. I mean, I had no context or whatever, and I enjoyed the lead actress, so. Hmm. I mean, not like Florence Pugh, but.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think it was terrible, but I wanted it to be, because I've never read the books either, but I wanted it to be more violent and perverse like Clive Barker is.
Yeah, it was kind of PG-13, but I enjoyed it for what it was. Dan didn't watch it yet, so I won't spoil it. But I liked it. I gave it a 4.
I think I gave it like a 3, 3.5.
That's fair. I mean, I was borderline 3.54.
So now you're talking about Scott's wiener.
Duty, that's not. 2, not a 3 or a 4. Thank you.
You got a baby dick too?
Oh, I knew it's like a thimble.
Yeah, him and Dan are like brothers.
They can play swords together.
We used to become best friends? Yep.
The Humpty Dumpty twins, that's their porn name.
Oh my god.
It's like the ass fuck twins from Orgasmo.
Oh wait, Dan doesn't like ass fucking.
The Enigma Gay Duo.
Oh my god. Like I like mustard, but like I would die if that ever like I couldn't take mustard in bulk. I can't even take ketchup in bulk.
I don't know that mustard. Can't even take Dan in bulk. Reminds me of my bukkake parties back in the day.
I'm funny. I know I am.
You're hilarious.
Even though nobody left.
You are funny. Just got stepped on you, so we didn't hear your joke.
I'm sorry, Lazy.
That's okay. You can listen to it back.
No.
Nudie, do you ever listen to these back?
Sometimes.
It shows.
Do you have a favorite commentary that you've done? You've done so fucking many.
I mean, the Sharknado episode we did that we were all fucking plastered was pretty fun. The Jason 6 episode where Willis and Cordell were going at it was pretty fun.
You guys are going at it. That sounds entertaining.
There's a few that I really enjoyed. The 7-hour It Spectacular was pretty fun.
Oh my god,
too.
I can't believe you guys did that.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's
that you guys
a long
did that one.
Movies to do commentaries to.
Ugh, the first one. The original we're talking about, not the remake either.
Wait, the miniseries?
Yeah.
The TV
miniseries.
This
is the fucking miniseries?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
They did, like, two different shows. Like, the first part was on one show, and like on somebody else's show, and then the part two was on our show, and we released them together. And it was, like, a 5.5-hour show.
That's insane.
What is your longest podcast you've ever done?
I'd say Hit for Him, that one.
Yeah,
that one.
I think the longest one we've ever done was probably our top 10 of last year. And then longest one was probably when I guessed it on 22.
That was
like,
going to be my guess when you did the 22 shots one.
Oh, my God. That was like from 10 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning.
Like, that's I went to sleep and she was recording. I woke up, went to work, came home, made dinner.
No.
And, and they're like, we're just getting the screen too. I'm like, what?
No.
I'm glad I've never been invited on that show. I will not be able to do that long of a show.
No.
I mean,
yeah, there's no way I can do that long.
Paranormal Activity with those guys.
Oh, God.
Supposed to do it this month, but shit came up, so it was rescheduled for December, so it actually gave me more time to watch them. So yes. I was going to have to cram
it.
We were supposed to do it tomorrow.
You got to sleep for like 4 days straight.
Well, those movies actually like trigger my sleep paralysis, so like I was going to have to like cram them all in at once, so I was like, I'm scared. But now I can like space them out over time and not go into a coma after watching them.
No, now you get to go separate comas, different.
Fuck you! Why did you have to say that? It's 6, 7. No, that's like
7 comas, 8 comas.
The only other movie that does that for me is The Entity.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie is so fucked up.
That movie's powerful.
Is that the one where the woman gets raped by a ghost?
Yeah.
Jake hates that movie because it scarred him when he was a kid.
He got raped.
It fucked it with him.
Yeah, I think Jake got raped by a ghost.
I mean, if I got raped by a ghost, that would trigger me.
Well, I mean, I remember somebody came in, this movie sucks. And I was just like,
you're a dude.
Well, no, because somebody asked, what was the movie that scared you the most? And I said, The Entity. And this dude comes in and he goes, that movie sucks. It's not scary at all. I was just like, well, you know, being a female, I thought it was. Yeah. You know? And I watched that as a little girl. That freaked me the fuck out. Like, I don't want, like, a ghost, like, fucking with me when I'm sleeping.
Right.
Or anything. Or period. Yeah. And he comes back. He goes, don't try to pull that woman bullshit on me. He goes,
what a
cow. I was raped.
I was raped 17 times as a kid. Like,
yeah. Like, he literally said he was raped. He's like, so don't try to come at me with that. And I was just like, okay, I'm sorry you were raped. I literally said that. And I was just like, but I didn't ask your opinion. So tit for tat. Bye. Happy Halloween.
What was the worst episode you've ever done?
This one.
No.
Don't you have Hot Pockets to eat?
God. Of Cut to the Chase or just like
just
ever?
In general, like one episode you did that you just thought didn't turn out.
It actually made it to the public?
Yeah, because there have been some where you haven't been released.
No, I did like 30 episodes of Minds of the Morbid and most of those didn't get released. So probably one of those, but if I had to just go with one that's been released, I really hated the Jackie Brown episode.
Oh, yeah, so those
we just got too
ones,
shit-faced on it.
Well, not only that.
Wasn't I on that one?
I had a lot of fun on it, but as a podcast, like,
those Pulp
Fiction
and those Quentin Tarantino shows, there were way too many fucking people on, so everybody was just talking over each other.
They were fun, though.
Much like this show, you know, it's just a shit show. So, like, you know.
I'm
kidding.
No, we love you guys.
Too many people on. Everybody I loved, but just too many people. That's all.
For doing what you wanted to do with those shows.
Correct.
Wasn't like, I on the Jackie Brown one? And you guys, like, hung up on me a couple times. And
Joey hung up on you.
Yeah, and I won a prize, and Dan was pissed.
Dude, you were, like, winning everything at that point in time. Like,
yeah, exactly. Do you think he'll win our contest this year?
No.
Did he even enter?
I don't know. Did you?
I think he's got like 4 entries.
Did
yeah,
you?
I got
enter?
A few entries.
Yes, I know I got a few in the entered as well.
Yeah, we're doing it on Saturday. We'll probably just have somebody send over their wish. We were gonna do like a whole like Halloween thing. We were gonna do it on the 15th, but then we decided to do the Halloween retrospective instead. So.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I was glad you invited me on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Moody, you were on one of the Leprechaun episodes. We were trying to have guests that hadn't been on the last franchise.
And we're doing our Christmas episodes, and you're already playing Santa, so what more do you want?
Nice.
Ooh,
do I get to sit on your lap, Moody?
Right, exactly.
Scott, I'm going to look for a new replacement on this show if you keep it up.
Well, that's the problem with your voice.
Heather likes
always
you,
keep it up.
I know Heather likes you, but I don't know.
I mean, but with your sexy voice, it's hard for me not to keep it up, my friend.
No, we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff for Christmas, and you guys are all welcome.
Well, I'll say, cause as I remember you were mentioning having us on for that, too. That, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I just want to hear the, God, why can't I think of his name right now? Danny Elfman score from Scrooged on that Christmas horror hits kind of thing.
Done.
So now this is a great scene. She's stuck in the there with the dead body.
Was she fucking it?
No, she like, snuck
There's
out.
There's a condom on the wall. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
And it says condom. It says pill. IUD. Foams. Is that a boner?
Yeah.
There's something in the air.
Hey, Nudie, what was the worst show you released? I'm wondering. With all your NFWs, which one do you regret?
Oh, there's so many to choose from.
Yeah, exactly.
Aw. No, people love NFW.
He knows I'm fucking with them. That's why I do it.
The one that we didn't release was before we officially became like the NFW that's out with me as the lead. When Magoo was on the show, we did the I Spit on Your Grave.
Ooh. Ooh.
And this was before Magoo became politically correct.
The original?
Yes. This was like before he became politically correct and everything was nothing was off limits as it is now. So there was a lot of pretty bad jokes and luckily the show got lost. Because even so I was trying to...
So you're saying this guy became basically soccer mom Karen?
Well, I don't know. He I don't know. I still talk to him.
Oh, it's, so that's why you're going to be nice right now?
Well, we're not Facebook friends anymore and all that stuff because everything I posted offended him. Everything I posted offended him, so we're not Facebook friends, but we still talk. And he just, I don't know, he got a girlfriend and, you know, people
He turned
came.
Into a father. That's what happened.
He said he grew up. He says he grew
responsible,
up. Whatever.
Responsible person.
I just think, you know, I don't get offended and things offend him now. So anyway, I don't even think he listens. But anyway, I'm just glad that episode
disappeared. He probably doesn't listen to our show.
No, I'm
things
sure
offend
doesn't.
Him.
I'm sure he doesn't.
So how did the conception of this show happen?
This one?
Yeah.
The one we're on right now? Well, we wanted
no,
to do...
No, the other one. No, yes, this one.
We wanted to do...
Feel it, gas.
Something different than just horror movies. And it gave us an excuse to do any, you know, anything we wanted. So, pretty much that.
Now, is this one on Dark Discussions as well?
Yeah, they all are. We moved them. We moved them all over.
What was I like? Did I join on like episode 4? I think it was.
Yeah, it was a request from somebody in Canada who was like, this guy Scott really wants to be on. Can he please come on? I told him we would let him come on. Now I can't get rid of the fucking
guy.
Well,
I was the first one that signed on with you to do
yes.
this.
Yes, you were.
Yes. So.
Well, it was a reboot, really. It was like we were doing this with the same crew, and we just were doing other movies, and then it ended for a while, and... And I said, I want to start it. I want to start it all over again. But yeah, so I asked Heather if she wanted to be the first co-host, and then it just melded into Venom and Android and Scott. And then Heather said, let's have more people on. I said, no, goddammit, 5 is enough. She's like, the more the merrier. Let's make it
You're
a
like
party.
The parent from the '80s that had multiple babies. Like 10 is enough, 8 is enough, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Drop the 10 of us. Sorry, our neighbor goes crazy, and then our dog starts to bark.
Our
we
neighbor's
apologize.
Literally like
Jewel
tumbling
stop.
Down the fucking stairs right now.
We can only hope.
Should I just wild out right now? Or I'll go over there.
Dan will play like heavy metal music.
I play Lamb of God.
Nice.
Like, wow, as fuck.
She's moving out the 30th, so we're so happy. Not the 30th of this month, but next month.
She's
we're so happy.
Getting her ass evicted! Hope she heard that.
Can I help her move?
No. Dan threw a trash can the other day.
Oh my god.
He was like, fuck. Well, no, okay, so she... All right,
I was
so,
drunk as fuck.
Well, no, alright, so here's the thing. So she puts her recycling bin in a trash can, blocking it so we can't get to our backyard to let our dog go into the back, because obviously we live in a duplex and we share a
driveway.
Yeah, so she puts it, like, in, like, she her car doesn't work, so she pulled it up as far as she could, and then we have, like, a shed. So, like, in between the shed is her car, and then she puts her her trash can and recycling bin right there to where we have to physically move to let our dog go into the backyard.
So I did.
Oh, yeah, he threw it. Like, but no, like, she's done it. Like, we've had to move it, like, several times.
Yeah, but this is how much of a crackhead she is. So right after that, our neighbors come over. They're like, are you all right? I'm like, ah, fuck this bitch, right? And then after the neighbor goes, yeah, no, we saw, like, some sketchy people, like, climbing in their side window.
Like,
I'm
after,
like,
well, apparently she heard Dan throw the trash can.
So, like, she did some wild-ass fucking
So she, like, climbed out
shit.
Of her window and, like, got scared or something. I don't know.
Yeah, she's like, get the drugs out the trap house.
No, it's not a trap house.
That's exactly what it was, dude.
We actually live. We
grimy-ass, ghetto-ass fucking people.
There's a trap in Dan's pants.
We actually live in a really nice neighborhood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, fuck you. We pay our rent.
Yeah, she's on, like, she was, like, nothing against waitresses, but she apparently, physically, her job closed down, and I'm sorry, there's a dance scene. I get lost when there's dance on. Well, okay, he lost me.
Hey, that guy's dancing good.
And And he's dancing with my date.
I want some punch.
We dance with both dates.
You borrowed it from my lawn, right?
I was just going to say, he got that from your lawn, didn't you, Heather?
Malvern P. Red.
Listening back to when I fucking lost my shit laughing my ass off to you having a blow-up doll or whatever. Oh, my God.
Oh, nudie.
No, on our latest episode, Heather said she put a blow-up dog out in her yard, and I thought she said doll, and I just fucking lost it.
Yeah, he lost it for, like, 2 minutes. Laughing.
I was in tears, could barely breathe, was falling
like,
off the couch.
On his couch.
It was
well,
great.
Wait a minute, what was the blow-up dog for?
Halloween? It has, like, a cat and shit.
Yeah. I got you. Okay.
It's for the peanut butter, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. You should have just fucking cut to the chase and just say it like that.
Come on, man. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Snap out of it, huh?
What's the matter with you?
I think I did a pretty good Cher impression there. No?
Cher.
Okay. Cher. Cher, sure. Cher by the shore.
Cher, sure.
She saw.
If I don't get out on it, it's Toby for sure. Oh, this movie. I got a feeling that you two are not going to rate this movie very high.
Who, Dan Lazy?
Yeah.
I love the song. It's just, I can't stop dancing. I can't stop dancing.
It's like the prom night song from prom night.
It's like every shitty song.
They just went silent. Where'd you go?
I went to do some shots to get through the rest of this fucking movie.
I think maybe
you should watch this
movie alone, like not during a commentary, so you can actually get the jokes that are going on, right. You know?
Well, she has like one of those things that you put on your bicycle in her hair.
Oh my God, it's true.
I keep on dancing. I keep on dancing.
It's a clip-on. You sure?
So what's this new job you're getting, Dan, or do you not want to talk about it?
Oh, no, man. I got a job at the Firestone factory, man. I'm fucking pumped.
Nice. Is that your job, pumping up tires? What are you doing?
Specifically, there's like 26 different, steps to making all different types and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing it all, bro. I'll be all of that shit.
Awesome, Dan.
So, yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you going to carve your name in the ones that you make so we know if you made them or not?
I heart Newts Magoots. That's what's going in all of them.
Awesome. I want the Dan Chase ones, please.
No problem.
Maybe you can make a new tire and name it the Newts Magoots.
Newts Magoots Magroots.
That's what I'm saying.
That would be an awesome tire.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to get Dan's face wig.
What?
So I can play with the tassel.
That's fucked up, baby.
Well, I'm a fucked up person, Dan.
You are. I'll go side of that.
What? Oh my God, his hand is huge.
Right? There's
can you imagine being finger banged by that?
Hell
oh
yeah.
God.
My legs are wide open for that now.
Pew, pew.
Thanks, Heather.
You're welcome.
I'm all on you, Heather. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Android.
Yeah, I'm here to balance Android out.
So, Malvert, he was born in 1941, died in 1989. His name is The Stick. He was an extremely thin, zany comic actor who, alas, had an incredibly brief career in film and television.
Did he have a career in porn with those fingers?
Apparently not. He was born Patrick Boone Varnell in 1941 in Oklahoma. Let's see what else it says here. He was a delightfully wacky performance in a dim-witted and double-jointed Malford in the crude slasher Student Bodies, His only other acting role was a stagehand on Nickelodeon TV Out of Control in 1984.
Aww.
He worked for a restaurant chain Q's. He died at 48 in Dallas, where his body was donated to science.
What?
What? Does that really fucking say that?
Yeah, well, because he was so skinny, like, I guess, you know, he was only...
Well, now, like, I feel bad.
He was barely over 100 pounds. He was a stand-up comedian, so I wonder if his, some of his shit's on YouTube or not.
Well, you should look it up.
I should look it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, why, if you're wondering,
why I oughta.
Why I oughta.
Oh,
it always, like, and when dancing in movies, it always surprises me what, like, girls would wear for their prom dresses in movies, because it's never anything that I would fucking pick, ever. This is no exception. Like, I'd be like, this dress does nothing for my tits.
No, it looks horrible.
It looks like a curtain.
It does. Jeez. It looks really bad.
Yeah, well, that girl don't have any titties. At least you have titties, Lacey.
Well, now. I didn't used to. Go look at the picture I posted today of my throwback Halloween costume. I had no titties, like, 6 years ago.
Or when you were in the
Hooters girl?
Hooters outfit, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yes, I used to be a Hooters
Man,
girl.
Man, that cut to the chase. They just stole fucking somebody's logo.
As a Hooters waitress, like, did they tip well?
What are you talking about, Nudie?
Call back from earlier.
Oh, no. Oh, I mean,
she got honestly, half. So. She got a half a wing as a tip instead of a full wing.
I was wondering.
Wait,
if
I made
you,
some
like,
good,
you good money. Like, if
I,
if
yeah, I did.
Generous.
I did.
That's awesome.
I made like I would make like almost $200 a night working there.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Yeah, people tip on personality, not just boobs.
Well, I had a booty.
Unless you're nudie, then he tips
yeah,
on
yeah, she has a booty.
Booty for nudie.
Nudie, Lacey, nudie likes the booty.
Lacey booty.
Do you go to Hooters nudie? Is
never.
That your, is that your go-to?
We don't
I've
have
never,
a Hooters here anymore.
I've never been.
We
really?
Used to have one. But,
oh, Willis is still here.
Yeah, he goes in. We used to have
well,
one, but
now we're
talking it.
Chicken, so Willis came awake.
And booty.
He's awake now. We're talking chicken. Wait till we talk about Popeyes. It'll be the life of the show.
Popeyes is the shit.
$5 for a chicken fucking sandwich.
I had it once. That was it. Just to see how it tastes. And all it was just the chicken breast on the bread.
Willis, can you say breasts again? It kind of turned me on.
Breasts.
Breasts. Man over woman, big breasts.
Love me some chicken breasts.
Breasts. Ditty? Come to Ditty.
Folded in the corner.
Aja, come to Daddy.
That's the wrong show, Willis. Mother of God, country, you're dead. He's gonna still have sex with her.
A young nudie.
Yeah, no. Come on, to the dead people.
I'm surprised we're only at a 10 count here.
10! A fucking 10!
Motherfucking 10.
10, bitches! 10!
Lipcon Islands! It's a 10!
How many days till Halloween, guys?
Two.
Yeah.
Two more
days. I'm just making sure you guys could fucking count.
Halloween.
Or wait, this is on Halloween. Huh?
How many times did I masturbate today? Two!
Five!
I think if I masturbate, it's usually three.
What do you mean?
What?
A day?
Yeah, if I'm in the mood that day.
Where the fuck was I?
Near work.
Apparently not there.
Near work, man.
I mean, that seems like a normal amount, right?
Jesus, yeah. Somebody's gonna make that money for those fucking high-powered vibrators.
She's stocking up for her OnlyFans.
I will never go to OnlyFans, you guys. I show my shit for free.
Only Dan.
Yeah, you do.
Only Dan. That was good.
Only Spoke Show will do an OnlyFans.
Nobody's paying for that, Scott.
Maybe everybody's paying.
Not yet.
That's Scott, you're literally the definition. You'll be your only fan.
So true. Wow. I'll make so much money off myself. It's going to be great.
Waka waka.
Heather would support me because she'd feel sad because no one else is.
Yeah, that's true. Heather's nice. She'll pay.
So did they not do Halloween Horror Nights this year, Nudie?
No, they didn't. Just a couple
that's
of...
That's so depressing.
They opened a couple of houses, but that's it.
Aw. That makes me sad, Z's.
I don't go there anyway.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, of course, but...
Is it fun, though? Like, do they have, like, butter beer?
Yeah.
Like, is the Harry Potter thing dope?
Yeah, they do. It's good. They have pumpkin juice, too. That's really good.
Isn't it, like, really expensive, though?
A lot. It's, like, $7 or $8 for the pumpkin juice, and you can literally drink it in 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Is it, like, a little teacup?
Yeah, the butter beer, at least, you know, you drink it slower because it's not, like, juice, you know?
Well, and they gave it to you in an actual, like, stein, too, right? I've seen it
before. If I could hear you, I would say yes.
They give it to you in an actual stein as well. I saw it when I was at Universal before.
Ben Stein.
11, no longer a suspect. Yes, they give it to you in a Ben Stein.
That's right, Ben Stein.
I'm
sad that I didn't know you when I was out in Orlando. That's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah, you would have never made it to Universal.
I don't even know what that means. Would have just sounded so condescending.
I think she would have never left my bed, Dan.
Oh, yes. No, so I would have been on that mini putt course the whole time
I
was there.
She would have been riding Nudie's hot Harry Potter.
Well, it would have been cheaper than getting into the park, so.
That would have been a sore ass ride.
Please, mister, I stare at my ass every night in the mirror.
I don't have a mirror.
You don't have an ass either, right? It's because you broke it, you so ugly.
Wow.
I hate looking in it.
Exactly.
I don't have one. Ronald Reagan hookers.
Your mother's so ugly, she broke the record with it. Can't even say it right. I'm so... Who's this guy?
Look at his little tailcoat.
Right?
It's like a little Peter Cottontail. Is that a fucking vibrator?
Yeah.
Did vibrators in the 80s?
You know, they just invented them for you, Lacey.
That's what I thought. Like, Lawrence, you... Ah! You're welcome.
I say, is that what it sounds like?
No.
Three times. I wonder why the neighbor wants to leave.
That was like a fake orgasm, guys. It wasn't real.
See, they haven't heard.
Wait, I couldn't tell the difference. Wait a second.
That's why.
What do you mean?
They've actually never made a woman do that, so they're just.
Wait, your body's.
Wait, you mean the woman orgasm is real?
Like,
right?
Yes, Scott.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. I gotta go take a cold shower. I'm on tip number 3 right now.
What?
I'll say, I'm with Nudie on that one. Time to go take a cold shower.
And as I look up, it says slut on my TV screen and back. Bimbo.
That was a good one. So it doesn't have any comedy on YouTube, unfortunately, but it has like 3 minutes of that show he was on.
I still want to, like, just fucking flick her tassel. You're welcome. That should be your logo for this episode.
That's what she does three times a day. She flicks her tassel.
That's a different speech.
It's like, where the hell am I when that's going on?
It's like a 6-speed. Like, did you guys know they come in different speeds?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Heather goes, oh yes. What speed you got, Heather?
Heather has a generator outside her window.
Heather's got one that has a freaking lawnmower motor on it.
You need to get the job done. Let's just put it that way.
she attached it to that blow up dog.
That's right.
Power drill screw.
Next door, it's like, Mommy, why is that lady cutting her lawn again?
The lawn sure looks long, though, for someone that cuts it all the time.
Oh, now she's using the leaf blower.
No.
Fuck him.
No, leave it.
Why?
Leave it.
Uh-oh.
We don't need it.
What's he doing? Dan's going to start a fight. Fight.
I love New York. Mr. Peters. Does it show his fucking Peter? Please tell me it does.
What do you mean?
Don't you want to see his Peter, Dan?
I love how she says you're naked, but he's still wearing like the longest pair of.
he just pulled a Rudy Giuliani.
Oh,
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, it is fucking hilarious and so wrong.
You guys got to watch that movie Tar.
Was it good?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really good.
I was skeptical on it, but yeah, I was telling Heather I was thinking about checking it out.
It takes
Does it have
a little
a vibrator with a tassel?
No, I wish, but It takes a few to get going, but it's a pretty good creature feature. I liked it.
Nice.
Tiffany Shepis is in it.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, I'm sold. I love Tiffany Shepis.
I'm sold. She's cool.
A couple other character actors are in it, too. Timothy Bottoms is in it.
Who the fuck is that?
That should be Scott's name. Well, he's an old school actor. Scott Bottoms.
Scott Bottoms. Yeah, I am Bottoms.
Scotty Bottoms.
Scotty Bottomless.
Oh, I think he's got. I think the smoke show has just appeared, and now it's Scotty Bottoms.
Scotty Bottoms.
He doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
Don't sing that to him. I got yelled at by Scott once for posting.
Don't tell Scotty.
Scotty doesn't know.
Don't tell Scotty.
No. No, he hates that song, you guys.
Even more.
I do.
Good, yeah. Even more reason
too
to sing
bad,
it to him.
Scotty.
You guys are dicks.
Well, Heather, you know why I hate it.
I don't remember why.
He's on Sunday.
Sal had that as her ringtone for me, and then she cheated on me.
Oh.
Well, I guess you didn't know. So
I'm sorry. I'm laughing.
You're a dick, Judy.
Timothy Bottoms was in Roller Coaster. You ever see that movie about the guy blowing up roller coasters?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
He was in that. What else was he in that you might know? Invaders from Mars.
The remake or the original?
The original.
So he's got a stellar career.
He was in Freddy's Nightmares. He played a character.
Everybody in history has been in Freddy's Nightmares.
Right.
Still wish they were released on Blu-ray.
He was in Uncle Sam. I thought he was more of a respectable actor, but I guess not.
I think this is a big climax, you guys.
Let it go.
Yeah, you ready?
Go, let it go. Good night. the final jump scare.
Is that a dummy? Is that Pin?
Pin, yes.
It fucking looks like Pin.
It does.
Ah, Pin.
I liked Pin.
Oh, no. So the old hag's the fucking killer? Miss Bumsley? Hey, no, it's Scotty Bumsley now. Not Scotty Bums. Scotty Bumsley.
Ooh, I like that better.
We should do Pin on one of the shows. I like that.
I just watched it for the first time.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. That was the first time I watched it a while back.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time this year as well.
That's super crazy.
Scott, we're very, like, on the same playing field of, like, seeing some of the same movies for the first time this year.
I guess so. Like, I mean, I like, literally, that's all I've been doing this year. I'm at 400 first time watching.
I mean, I watched a lot of... Sometimes I have to do comfort. Like, after I've watched so many shitty fucking movies, then I have to do, like, 10 that I love.
I can understand that. Yeah, yeah. I've just been forcing myself to keep going. I'm like, oh, like, I've had some bad ones, but...
That's because we have to shame each other. That's why.
That's true. It's fun to, like, especially I'll be like, Heather, you need to watch this. She goes, why the fuck did you make me watch this?
That's usually the other way around, actually.
Well, no, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You saying, why the fuck did you make me watch this?
Yes.
What was that one? Old bitch was the killer. Do you think she still uses the gyrate-vibrate motor?
I'd rather not think about it.
Uh-huh.
What was that, Heather?
What do you mean she beat the horse's mouth?
Beat his watch on here.
Joysticks. Satan's Little Helper?
No, joysticks beat Satan's Little Helper. Satan's Little Helper was just enjoyable.
That's
true. Satan's Little Helper is a fine film. What are you talking about? It's a fine Halloween film.
Yeah, it wasn't. Just not as good as I remembered it being.
Yeah, and all those movies you rate a 10, and you don't like that movie.
I'm the one that doesn't like it. He liked it more than I did, so don't be cheap to him.
Yeah, she was upset at me for having her watch it.
I need a boa. I need a feather boa.
Oh my God.
My life will not be complete until I have a wig tassel and a feather fucking boa.
Work on that, Dan.
I got a feather boa hidden in my bedroom.
That's all she wants, Dan.
The guy running with the blow.
And an 80-speed vibrator in Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
It's what I need.
I was going to put a fleshlight on my wish list, but I thought you guys would find that weird.
I do kind of find that weird, Nudie.
I'd buy it for you, Nudie.
Oh.
Hey, Nudie, if I got you a pocket pussy, but it was really like the Jaws mouth, would you use it?
Ooh, that's
would I use it? As long as it doesn't have teeth.
Well, I mean, like, it's not real teeth. It's a pocket pussy, but, like, the pussy is Jaws' mouth.
Sure, I would use it. I would replay you moaning on this show while I use it.
Fuck you, dude.
Getting hot in here now.
Welcome.
Yeah, we have that forever now. Lacey moaning.
Jesus, you're going to replay that every night, aren't you?
Oh, I can, like, isolate just the moaning. And...
Now I feel like I'm getting, like, the verbal, like, cum shot through the phone that we've seen earlier in this movie.
You're welcome.
I fucking love you guys.
Oh, this has just been too much fun.
Don't be the friend who's waiting till after.
Wee. This is like the Friday the 13th ending.
Yep.
Well, it's also Wizard of Oz.
She kind of resembles Adrian King.
A little bit.
Yeah, she's got like that mouth. Like, what about the boy?
The what?
And the haircut, kind of. The boy.
He's still there.
they kind of do. Oh. And
This was ridiculous.
It was fun, though.
Well, it is good. I like it.
Sometimes Peter's pee red.
Aww. No, look, now she's ugly.
She looks sickly.
Right?
She looks like she belongs in a hospital.
Bye-bye.
Is that a Mic Mac I hear in the background?
No, Mickey's sleeping.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard Mic Mac
running. That's Lacey's demon dog.
What do you mean? Don't talk about the juju like that.
The glow-in-the-dark eyes.
That's the baby. She pissed now. Oh, she fucking heard you. She's coming over.
She's coming after you.
She's going to come bite me.
Fucked up now, bro.
She's going to come bite me now.
The baby.
My dog just passed out next to me.
Aw.
Yeah. That's what Scott tends to do with the... He gives him roofies.
A lot of roofie culotta for the lady.
Red pants. Like Carrie.
Wow.
Hey, that was a match Scott's satin shirt.
Hell yeah. Styling and profiling, baby.
Oh, somebody's about to not be a virgin anymore.
Oh, man.
Oh, about time. I've been waiting forever for not being a virgin.
You're welcome.
I just came.
We know.
We know, Nudie. We know.
Oh, was he really? Was the old bitch the red herring?
No, that was all a dream.
It was only just a dream.
But he's in real life. He's a killer. What a twist!
What?
Oh, twat the twist. Jules, come here, baby. Come here, baby. Sorry, she has a claustrophagus.
Aw, babies.
Yeah, she's a good girl. It's very common with her breed, though. Die!
I'm just that kind of guy.
And now Dexter's grumbling at me.
Is that the fuck shit? Oh, Jesus. 1 hour later, they're already at the funeral. They should have said 1 minute later. I don't know why, but I'm thinking about the funeral scene for the memorial of Final Destination with this, because like the plane crash happens and next they're like at the memorial. So like, what do you think really happened there? You had a premonition, and now I'm having all these premonitions. I love the Final Destination franchise, though.
Me too.
Did you just say a premonition?
I fucking love Wills.
It's the remix to the Ignition, Hot and Pee in the Kitchen.
Wow.
Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing.
Wishing they had
sipping
some
pussy, bro. I'm like, so what? I'm
but
drunk.
I'm drunk. It's a freaking
weekend.
Weekend.
Baby, about to have me some fun.
Some pissing fun. Bounce, bounce,
bounce, bounce. Oh, wishing damn. We had some damn. Chicken breasts.
Wow, that was fucked up.
Well,
end.
They did do a Carrie ending.
They did.
Yeah.
You really did. Wow. You know, they as much as I did it. Watch
oh,
that
no.
movie.
Oh, we know.
All right.
Awesome.
That was Student Bodies. Happy Halloween, so fuckers. So let's go with our first time watchers over there, Lacey and Dan.
Are we rating this bitch?
Yeah.
At what?
We give it 10. A 0.
No, I mean, out of 10. You guys go out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was actually a lot of fun. 7.
You know, nice. I was thinking the exact same thing, but just to be a little different, I'll go 7.5.
Fuck you, you little cuck.
Jason Lloyd.
Word of the month.
Yeah, right, yeah. I gave it the Jason Lloyd rating. A solid 7.5.
No, it was good.
I'd actually like to watch it again and listen to all the jokes and stuff like that. But in terms of like watching it with you guys, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, just based off of like seeing what we've seen.
Right.
It probably could be a higher rating.
Looks good from here.
Yeah, I think if you watched it alone and actually really listened to the sound and everything, you would catch all the inside jokes and everything else going on. There's a lot of stuff. But it's It's really good. I'm glad you kind of enjoyed it. That's good.
Yeah,
stuff.
It was solid. It probably would be higher if we were paying.
Well, I mean, I kind of came a lot throughout that episode. Oh, like,
yeah, it's true.
Did it come
back?
Give the credits.
Yeah.
It's not like Jamie Lee Curtis, like.
Well, it's a birthday.
All right, Scott.
All right, so yeah, this movie is pretty much the assault on your senses along the lines of Airplane.
Right.
Fucking love it. It's just so stupid and ridiculous and absolutely hilarious. Like, this is my kind of movie. The humor just hits, and it's about slashers, which is great. I would give this an 8.5 out of 10.
Nice.
Woo! Or should I do the...
Willis?
Well, this is like the second or third time I've seen this already, so it's funny as shit. I give it a 7.5.
All right,
yeah,
Jason
Voice. Whoop,
whoop.
Heather?
I love this movie. I think it's one of the funniest parody movies I've ever seen. I worship the ground that Scary Movie walked on. I saw that movie 3 times opening weekend in the theater. And I find this funnier than Scary Movie, so I give it a 10 out of 10. I could watch this movie as many times as possible. I just find it so fucking hilarious.
Nice.
Wow, I love it. 10 out of 10. All right. I'm not going to go that high. I do enjoy this movie a lot. And I've always, like, as a kid, I saw this movie on HBO the first time, and I thought it was great, and it's still pretty good today. And like I said earlier, it holds up more than Spaceballs does today. So,
it really does.
I've never seen Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
Don't bother.
Well, you haven't even seen Star Wars.
Fuck
yeah,
you.
Don't
I've
bother.
Seen two of the Star Warsies.
Not enough for the Spaceballs.
Two of the Star Warsies.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it an 8 just because I don't want to do a 7.5. But yeah, let's all let Lacey actually watch The Thing for the first time.
Whoa!
I did.
Nice.
What was your thoughts on that?
Huh?
What was your thoughts on that?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. Through, you know, this challenge of 31 days, it's really kind of put me out of my comfort zone with a lot of, because usually I'm kind of basic, I feel. And I think that was, you know, JP's kind of goal is to, you know, get me open to more things. And I mean, the challenge wasn't specified towards me or whatever, and that's kind of why I did it. But I mean, he's been kind of pushing me all year to watch things that, like, I should have seen by now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really thinking about it, and I was like, you know, for the films that I picked, God, what was the challenge that I did for The Fly? God, I can't remember what I picked for that or which one of the challenges was, but I think that's been my favorite watch of the entire month was the Jeff Goldblum version of The Fly.
Fuck, you had never seen that either?
No, I thought it was fucking amazing. I felt the emotion. Like, I loved it. It was sad. It was tragic. Like, you know, the month's not over yet. We still got a couple days, but I think by far that's going to be my favorite watch of the month of October. You know, The Thing is up there, but I liked The Fly so much more. I mean, they had the little camp and cheesy corn that, you know, I kind of like in a movie, and they did it just right. The Fly, or The Thing, was more, you know, it does have more psychological elements. And I feel like there was a lot of pressure on that watch for me to enjoy it. So I felt like I kind of had to enjoy it, but I did enjoy it, if that makes sense.
Well, it did cost you a trivia contest.
There was a lot of
why are you doing that?
There was a lot of pressure for me to like that movie, though. But I genuinely did, though. It wasn't something, like, people got pissed at me for not liking Night of the Living Dead.
Well, when we got in there, it changed to, they better not kill the dog. And then you're, baby, do they kill the dog? And I'm like,
I don't like it when, you know, like, I'm a big dog lover. I mean, kill a cat. No, I'm kidding.
Hey now.
I was kidding. That's a joke. Come on.
You are with Dan.
Are you calling him a cat?
He's a dog.
Yeah, that's why I love him.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, so those are probably my top two of the month, though, honestly.
Good.
I think those are the only ones I gave like a straight up 5 that I hadn't seen before.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you finally watched it.
Welcome.
Glad you liked it. And The Fly is a great film. Did you watch part two of The Fly yet?
No, I did not. I almost did the original Fly for the mad scientist portion of it, but I went with From Beyond instead, and I wish I would have gone with The Fly, the OG.
Cool. That's good. I think you'll like part two. It's not as good as the first one, but it does.
Is Jeff Goldblum in it?
No, Eric Stoltz is Goldblum's kid.
Why is he like the second
the Marty McFly stand-in?
No, actually, he was Marty McFly.
He's not Marty McFly. Okay. Never was.
It's Eric Stoltz and I think it's Princess.
Daphne Zuniga.
Yeah, Princess Vespa. Yeah. So, yeah, Daphne Zuniga. She's his love interest in that one. I think Gina Davis shows up for a minute.
No, she don't.
No, she just, well,
she
in the video she do, right?
No, it's a lookalike.
She do. I fucking knew that, I love you.
Yeah, she
do. In video she do.
No,
you
she
guys
don't.
Are so much fun.
Don't they show her giving birth?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, all right. Then she don't. Okay.
Thank you guys so much for inviting us. We had a blast.
Yeah, pimp your stuff and then we'll do a sign off.
You don't think
Wait, you don't
already
have any
us?
Movie questions for me? You don't want to know what I've been watching this such of a nitty?
No, don't care. Only care about Lacey and her vibrators.
We know. Cut to the chase. You know where to find us. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Everybody join the Facebook group and all that shit. Once in a while, there's some memes.
There's some memes once in
a
while.
Especially ones with me and Florence Pugh. I'm sure there's going to be another one coming. Pow, 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 pow! Or pew, pew, pew,
Only
pew.
If I can find some naked Florence Pughs.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Newt.
I'm sure we can dig them up.
You guys are all amazing. Thank you so much. We hope you all have a very happy Halloween.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That was your Halloween edition of It's Not Horror. Okay, hopefully next time the rest of the crew will be back on, but, you know, people are busy, people have lives, and we deal with it. So, yeah, let us know what you think. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and until we meet again, good night.
Good night.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
To tell about this guy, you all know me as he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's on when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Freddy Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Angie. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are gonna pay the debt of it now, you must die.
Man, I ain't even couldn't wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's my bill. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm, and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. My bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me. But my alarm went off and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought I wasn't scared of him anyway. Until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Jeff,
you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
Look,
don't go to sleep,
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going to bed.